Wanted: workers who can't stand a boss breathing down their necks or the stress of conforming to corporate culture. Must be comfortable with unsteady workloads and no benefits. If you're independent, disciplined, and desire a flexible schedule to create your ideal work-life balance and make room for your interests and passions, apply now.
If this sounds good to you, you're not alone. Increasingly, people choose not to work as company employees and instead take on work one gig, temporary project, at a time, as freelancers or temporary staff. Gig work is more accessible than ever, thanks to the advent of online platforms such as Uber, which connects drivers with people who need rides, Upwork, which connects various types of freelancers with clients, and TaskRabbit, which connects workers with people who need everyday jobs done. According to Staffing Industry Analysts, Inc., this expanding global economic sector represents as many as 20% of workers and perhaps $3.7 trillion annually. The gig economy also has some desirable aspects for companies. Providing employees with benefits such as guaranteed salaries, paid vacations, and health insurance is a large part of corporate budgets. A gig work approach eliminates much of that burden. Moreover, only hiring workers with the skills needed to work on clearly defined tasks means no more wasteful employee downtime, possibly enhancing corporate productivity. Nevertheless, workers' rights advocates are suspicious of these sweeping changes. To them, the gig economy is a gravely concerning trend that could endanger over 100 years of hard-earned worker protections. They suggest that many corporations wish to classify employees as independent contractors primarily to stop paying for their insurance, save on taxes, sidestep wage laws, and avoid dealing with workers' unions. There is also reason for small businesses to be concerned. In the gig economy, not only are fewer people taking on full-time work with a company, but also the limited number of top-performing freelancers are hugely in demand. In this situation, large corporations are better positioned to attract the lion's share of the available and talented candidates. Some companies even lose market share to streamlined gig work platforms. For example, Uber's impact on local taxi companies, which larger enterprises can deal with more easily than smaller ones can. Additionally, in the gig economy, it's often useful to assemble teams of freelancers living in different regions or countries. However, keeping a geographically dispersed team running smoothly can involve additional administrative staff, software tools, or financial incentives. This is more difficult for smaller companies, which likely have tighter budgets. For better or for worse, the gig economy appears to be here to stay. If there's gig work in your future, here are a few key skills you'll need to thrive. First, critical thinking skills and logic are indispensable. With only yourself to rely on, the task of sizing up situations and asking the right questions is yours alone. Second, top gig workers need the skills sought by corporate human resource departments, such as a positive attitude, communication skills, teamwork, and efficient work procedures. Third, since you'll be handling your own taxes, savings, and budgets, a good understanding of finance is a basic prerequisite. If you need brushing up in these areas, it might be time to take some online courses so you can face the fierce competition of the gig economy with confidence.